KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a news on a Tuesday, the 7th day of August for 2018. An update this morning on both the South Fire and the Parrots Fire burning in Calaveras County. CAL FIRE reports that the South Fire remains at 290 acres in size. The fire burning near Milton Road and South Gulch Road in the Rancho Calaveras area. And good news on the Parrots Fire, over 75% contained this morning at 136 acres. Also, want to bring you an update on the water situation in Ione. Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey tells us that in addition to the water leak from yesterday in the Castle Park area, Amador Water Agency crews have been working throughout the night and this morning, and North Arroyo Seco Street is closed to between Main and Clay Streets. And Ken says expect throughout the day today it will be closed as Water Agency crews work on the main there. It's an isolated main, and it affects only a couple of homes. But so mainly, Kenny's letting us know about the street closure, and that again is North Arroyo Seco Street in Ione from Main to Clay Streets.
And the Sutter Creek City Council took on personal matters, creating a new management position for the city and approving a pay increase for the city manager. The council voted to create the position of Public Services Director. The new management position would oversee the city's buildings, planning, and public works departments, and would have a salary range of $77,000 to $95,000 per year. Now that's $77,000 to $95,000 a year. The city will begin recruitment for the position right away, hoping to fill the job by the beginning of November. Now the council also approved a pay increase for city manager Amy Gedney. The 10% increase will be retroactive to July 1st this year, bringing her total pay to $105,000. Now, in other matters, the council received a report from the Sutter Creek Fire Protection District on efforts to mitigate fire fuels around the city. The fire district has campaigned to remove flammable brush, grass, and weeds from properties, both by clearing properties and a series of control burns.
And a trial-setting conference for an Avery man accused of murdering his son was postponed Monday until October 15th, pending further investigation. David Bilderback has been in the custody of the Calaveras County Jail since the September 2017 murder of his son, Cole. At the start of yesterday's proceedings, Judge Timothy Healy called both sides to the bench and after about 5 minutes explained to the entire courtroom that due to timing issues, there would be another postponement to Bilderback's expected trial. The most recent postponement follows many months of defense motions requesting additional time to pursue their own investigation into the nature of the case and the defendant's role in the murder. Bilderback was arrested in the early morning hours of September 28th back in 2017 after his son was found dead from a shotgun wound to the chest at his business, Dave's Pit Stop Auto Shop in Avery. Bilderback is charged with first-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, also charged with five special allegation enhancements. His bail has been set at $3 million.
Well, a Stockton man lost his life Saturday in a solo motorcycle accident here in Amador County. According to Highway Patrol, the unidentified rider, pending notification of next of kin, was traveling southbound on Buena Vista Road south of 88 at a high rate of speed. The roadway is currently under construction and road closed barricades have been placed just south of the entrance to Ace's Waste Transfer Station. Now the rider, due to his unsafe speed, failed to stop and collided with the barricades and was ejected from the bike, sustaining fatal injuries. The accident under investigation.
And two Stockton residents were recently arrested by Jackson police on a number of felony charges. According to the JPD, early Saturday morning, just after 7 o'clock, Officer Tollett pulled over a vehicle for various traffic violations. The driver, later identified as Henry Heath, was arrested for outstanding warrants and for providing a false identity to a peace officer. A passenger in the vehicle, Darlisha Gale, was also arrested for outstanding warrants and for possession of a loaded firearm. The firearm was later discovered to have been stolen during a robbery in Stockton. Heath and Gale were booked on charges ranging from a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of stolen property, to possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and outstanding warrants. A third person in the vehicle was released but is still under investigation.
Well, local veterans invited to attend the monthly Upcountry Veterans Lunch this Wednesday and every second Wednesday of every month from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Pioneer Veterans Hall in Pioneer. Now, the gathering is sponsored by the Call Church and American Legion Post 108. Veterans can enjoy lunch, various indoor and outdoor activities, or just fellowship of others. For more information, contact Lori Sanders at 418-9695.
And once again, we have a boil advisory in Ione. This is actually affecting about 20 homes in the Castle Park area. This is off of the 1400 block of West Marlette. Has nothing to do with the other water main break that took place overnight off of North Arroyo Seco Street, which is closed in Ione. This is a different one. And a boil water alert is in effect for about 20 homes in the Castle Park area off the 1400 block of West Marlette until about 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.